handle the truth.
Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As we continue on with our life on this big blue marble we call Earth, we understand there's a lot of people out there continuing to want to make sure and control your daily life, including what you may or may not be able to do with your car. Yeah, that's right. The government has more ways to keep you safe because that's their job. I'm not really sure we defaulted all this away to them, but anyway, we keep letting it happen, and safety is their first priority, just like that government chemical they told you to put in your arm. As we continue to see that there's a lot of different things going on around there, there's a lot of the conversation about being woke and those kind of corporations that have been out there saying certain things that just don't make a lot of sense, except for it actually destroys the company. It looks like I'll be going ahead and protesting or boycotting Jesus Chicken. Well, we'll find out more about that. And as we continue to see that the debt ceiling really doesn't mean anything because now it just doesn't exist. And that's the world you live in where your money is actually being washed away and deflated right as you sit here and watch this show. Second by second, they wash it away. That's reality. We do have a commercial break coming up and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZEHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for sticking around after that commercial break. Remember, if you guys have questions or comments, JimPrice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. Or if you want to go to the website, thejimpriceshow.com, check out what we got going on over there. We're trying to make sure that we're keeping things up to date and keep the connections going so you guys can go out there and find the content that I'm putting out every single day. We do have a lot of great stuff going on, including this weekend I'll be going to South Dakota to speak at an event there with Mary Crowley and talking about what God and country really is about, making sure we're getting our hearts in the right place and being the right time. Remember, guys, go out there and make sure that you're being a part of what is happening. Be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. As we continue thinking about what are the part of the solution or part of the problem, I'm not sure who asked this question, and I'm not really sure who really pushed for the answer, but we do have the federal government saying they're going to change the rules. Wait, that means that nobody that you elected has actually made this change. This is a rules change, just like the ATF and other government agencies out there continue to change rules that mean that you become a criminal immediately. Remember, anybody who has broken a law, ordinance, or guideline is actually a criminal. That means that anybody who's jaywalked, anybody who's broken the speed limit, whether you were caught at all or not, you still are a criminal. So join the crowd. You might as well. Anyway, the government wants to say that you need to actually go in and change more things on your car, like that reverse camera thing and the anti-lock brakes and seat belts and this and that and all these other things. There are so many safety things on your car. Do you even realize that you're paying for mostly safety and not really much car? Yeah, the EPA does safety things too. That's like, we don't want the cars being too loud or putting too many things out of the exhaust pipe. Remember, they're testing for things that you do not, they're not testing for the things that are coming out of the tailpipe. They're testing for things that they're telling you that's coming out of the tailpipe. That's why we keep changing the test and keep moving the goalposts so you never really know what's going on with your car. It takes 30% of your cost in a new car to satisfy the EPA. The EPA is in your car every single day, making sure the design looks like crap, making sure the engine doesn't run well, making sure your tires don't do what they really should do. There are so many things that we do because the government tells us, well, here's one more government regulation for you. This is out of yournews.com. Fed proposes new rules to require automatic braking. Oh, and all light cars. Well, what does that mean? Well, that's that accident avoidance technology that's been put out there through these self-driving technologies. And I get a lot of this is actually very helpful, and it's probably helped save some people some time and some driving record errors where they may have rear-ended somebody or have not stopped in time when everybody decided to do the old brake check in the middle of nowhere. And I understand that sometimes we feel like that the government's job is to keep us safe, but I'm going to tell you absolutely 100% never, no way, can't happen, The federal government has two functions, national security and immigration. What's that got to do with my brakes or my braking system or emergency braking system in my car? What's that got to do with my exhaust? What's that got to do with how loud my motor is? What does that got to do with whether I got 29,000 seat belts or 59,000 airbags in that thing? It's my body, my choice, right, liberals? But see, we go along and we continue to allow the government to protect us, right? It's safety, safety, safety. That's why we can't go to the airport and actually enjoy watching our family members leave or come back in, because we decided that safety was really the name of the game. Remember back before 9/11, we could actually walk all the way to the gate with Nana or go by, say bye to Grandpa or our kids or whatever, or greet a friend that we haven't seen in a long time as they come down the jetway and have that embrace. No, we got to hurry, get them at the curb, and get your luggage in the car. Oh, no, here comes security. Oh, crap, come on, let's go. They're going to yell at us. That's the world you traded in for safety? And again, do you know the TSA cannot even pass its own safety skills test or safety requirements? It can't do it. It fails its own safety test year after year, but yeah, here we are, counting on them to make sure and run us through county jail inspection processes. This is the world you live in, where you are going through the exact same process as going into county jail. If you've ever been arrested, okay, you would see this process. If you haven't been arrested, well, you already have been, because the exact same process of getting your picture taken with your ID next to your face. Yeah, that's what they're doing when they ask you what's your name, when they hold your ID up to you like this. There's a camera there focusing on your face and your ID that they just scan, so they connect your card to your face. Then you take everything out of your pockets, and then you take your belt off. Then you take your coat off and your hat off and anything you may have loose. You put it in a tray, and it goes through and it's x-rayed and inspected again to make sure you don't have anything they don't like on an airplane. And then you get to go through an x-ray, and those x-rays that they take of you are absolutely stored in a database to be used later for whenever they feel necessary to screw you over. That's right. This is the process in which you go through to get on an airplane. Well, no, I got a TSA pre-pass. Well, that's right, because they did a federal background check on you to make sure that you were likable enough, a good old boy. Guys, you paid for that experience with your own privacy being lost and their intrusion in your life being expanded. Pay attention. The world around you is coming in on you. Remember, they want that little gold star on your driver's license. That way you can fly freely around America. That's right. You're going to have your little permission slip to be able to get onto an airplane that flies across the sky. But we're letting people come into our country across the southern border without any checks. In fact, if they just say, I'm gay, no one can ask them any questions, and they're escorted into the country. If you think I'm absolutely wrong on that, go look it up. I'm telling you right now, your country is doing this in real time. Be mindful of the world around you. But here's what we're going to talk about. The Biden administration on Wednesday proposed a new rule that would require all passenger vehicles and light trucks to have automatic emergency braking system, an AEB. More acronyms. I'm telling you guys, if it's got an acronym, you're probably not going to like it. Before they are allowed to on American roads, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the NHTSA, which oversees safety standards for the automakers in the United States, said that they're going to proposing a rule. A rule. Oh, wait. It's not a law. It's not something that is passed through Congress and signed by the president. Oh, no. It's just something they're going to change. And you get to abide by it, and you're going to get to pay extra in your vehicles just for the privilege, because they want you to be safe. Now, remember, if there's an electronic remote braking system in your car, it can be remotely braked as well. That means if you're not doing as you should, your car will not unbrake in the driveway because your social credit score says, by the way, you haven't been a good old boy, and so we're not going to let you drive down and get yourself a soda at the cook shop. That's the reality you live in. You think I'm making this up? They've already told you this is what they're going to do. 15-minute cities. This is the reality. Pay attention. The world around you is coming for you. It just depends on whether you're willing to die on your feet or die on your knees. Either way, they're going to kill you. You think I'm too dramatic? Why are we having this conversation? Because it's what they are doing already. It's not imagined. Well, let's move on. Naturalnews.com has an article out that says communist China planning to attack the United States. So let's go through the article here. It says, it has become apparent that Hispanics are not the only people illegally rushing through America's porous southern border. Sounds familiar. Especially now that Title 42 has ended. There are also Chinese infiltrators that appear to be possible members of the People's Liberation Army, the PLA, and the military arm of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. According to eyewitness accounts, a disturbingly large amount of unaccompanied fighting-age men who appear to be fit are making their way through Latin America and into the United States via the nation's southern border. Okay, could it be that some of these men are CCP infiltrators planning to unleash hell against America? I actually talked to Trump's, I want to say he was the head of ICE, and I actually was talking to him at CPAC. We were in Washington, D.C. at a meet and greet at one of the evenings, and I actually talked to him, and I said, listen, is it absolutely real that these things that we're seeing across our country where fires are popping up and these little train derailments are popping up more and more, these pollution things, all these different things popping off, are these actually cells within our country actually creating the disturbances, and are these from other countries? And I couldn't even hardly finish the sentence before he said, hell yes. See, the problem is, folks, is that I'm going to the horse's mouth, the ICE director, and says, hey, listen, is this infiltration of these people coming to our country, are they setting up sleeper cells in our country and doing these crimes? He said, hell yes. I went to the horse's mouth and asked the very specific question, are we being infiltrated? And he said, hell yes. I'm going to keep repeating this until maybe, just maybe, one of you guys have decided that it's enough and you don't want this to happen anymore. A well-regulated militia, a well-practiced people's army. Do you know your sheriff of your county? Do you know the people around you? Do you know the judges? Do you know the DAs? Do you know the people that are out there actually, quote-unquote, enforcing the laws in your county? If you don't, that's your fault. Find out who they are. Find out if they're constitutional officers and if they're going to be willing to stand up for the Constitution when it really means something. Are they going to be the brown shirts, just like in Germany, who went around and collected people and put them in ghettos? Think about it, folks. We're on that path. They don't want to deal with you. It's easier to kill you than deal with you, and they've proven that point over and over again. This is real. This is happening right now. Quit putting your head in the sand and acting like it's not going to happen. Well, maybe, just maybe, if I pray hard enough, it'll never really happen to me. The problem is, it's happening to you already. You are a victim. Righteous indignation is not a fictitious thing. It's not something in the Bible that they did thousands of years ago. Pay attention to the words that are actually given to you where God says, thou shalt not live in fear. But I know you live in fear, and I know you're on that hamster wheel of debt because this is the world that they put you on. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to be that person, and you could be the difference maker going forward. I don't know why I have to continue to do this. I wish I didn't. I wish I could go out there and tell you about all the really great things, how we're putting up trees like crazy, and the fact that we're allowing for CO2 to be emitted into our atmosphere so that the vegetation around us actually flourishes, just in the same way that happens inside of a greenhouse where they have CO2 generators. I want to tell you about how your car is able to be more efficient because the government's not involved, how cars and trucks have styling, how buildings are no longer just vanilla boxes with a little front on them. There's no architecture. There's no beauty in our country because we don't have the freedom of the mind. We don't have the freedom of the body anymore. Those things have all been taken away from us because we are under so much pressure. You do understand that eventually that spring has to push back no matter how much pressure you put it under. You have to be mindful that you got to be the difference, that all of a sudden when we spring, we're going to land in a better place, or you can just fall victim to where they want you to land. Remember, this is your world. This is your time. And God gave you those rights that you have. It is not given to you by your government. The government is held back by the Constitution, and you're set free by the Constitution. You are control. They are a public servant to you, and you never, ever have to ask them for anything. Remember, this is your world. I keep doing this, and I keep doing this, hoping that somehow, one day, someone's going to hear this and actually take action and start using their mouth and using their body and voting with their money. Just let me know when you want to do something. I'll be right there with you. We do have a commercial break coming up, and I'll be right back.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you so much for sticking around after that commercial break. As I've been talking, it's your world, right? I keep saying this. Come on, folks. Take those words out of my mouth where you guys are actually saying it to me. Jim, this is my world. This is what I want to be. See, when you guys do that, then I know that we are actually listening. And if you guys are saying it, that means that you're actually teaching it to other people and you're putting it into action in your own life. Any questions or comments, guys, get a hold of me, thejimpriceshow.com. Go ahead and get a hold of me out there. I'll answer any questions. We can debate whatever you'd like. We need to come together. We need to talk. And I don't mind having debates because that means we're talking. We're getting to a greater understanding about each other's positions on life. Now, as I go on here, let's go to this next article. It says naturalnews.com, gone woke, Chick-fil-A embraces woke agenda, names vice president for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Chicken sandwich chain Chick-fil-A has embraced the woke agenda, much to the disappointment of conservatives who have admired its Christian values and unwavering stance against same-sex marriage. According to a statement on the chain's website, it has appointed Eric McReynolds to serve as vice president for diversity, equity, and inclusion, the DEI. Guys, if you don't know what this is, you're living under a rock. This is absolutely taking over. That's why we have the problem with our churches. That's why we have the problem with our homes. That's why we don't have fathers in our homes. We don't have God in our homes. We don't have God in our schools. We don't have God in our government. You think I'm lying? You think I'm out of place on this? You're out of place. We have got to get our hearts in the right place. And here it is. Oh, Jesus Chicken. Oh, Chick-fil-A decided they're going to go woke. And I'm going to tell you what, I am never going to visit there. I'm sorry. I gave them a second chance after they did the BLM stuff. And I thought maybe, just maybe, they're going to learn from that mistake. I'm walking away. I vote with my money and my time and my intention. This is the only time I'm going to talk about this. And I'm walking away from these people. Shame on them for bowing down. And the problem is that Chick-fil-A controls 20% of the chicken market in America. 20% of all chicken in America is bought by Chick-fil-A, and they could have profoundly affected how our country works just by the fact that they control that much of the market, and they could have consumed even more of the market standing by their Christian ethics. But they couldn't do it, could they? Because why? Oh, they've been buying chicken from Tyson, and you know who owns 20% of Tyson? BlackRock. Oh yeah, BlackRock Vanguard, those special people out there who think that being gay or trans or bi or intersexual or whatever it is they want to come up with is the way you should be. Why? Because you don't reproduce, because there's not going to be enough of you guys around in the future to fight them. You're playing into their hands, Chick-fil-A. Pay attention. The world around you is consuming even you. Shame on you for relying on Tyson, who you knew was attached to BlackRock. They just walked right in there and said, hey, by the way, we're going to make you do this. If not, we're going to cut your chicken source off. And then you can't sell chicken. It's about control. They got him. Oh, they don't have nudes on them. They don't have any salacious text messages. Oh, no, no. They just got them chickens by the old, I don't know if chickens got those. Anyway, guys, this is the world you're living in where what you thought was reliable, what you thought was okay, what you thought was the standard, what you thought was going to be there in the future has been snatched away from you through greed and control. And by the way, money. Remember the heart of a man is exceedingly wicked. Who shall know it? Well, we just found out where Jesus Chicken really wants to be. They found out they can be controlled because of manipulation of distribution, supply chain, and they know it. Sad thing is, now I got to go find out if Popeyes or churches or I don't know who's out there that still wants to be a Christian chicken place, but maybe I got to just start staying home and eating my own chickens that I'm going to raise without ever going to these big corporations anymore. I'm going to create that parallel economy that makes or allows me to be in control of what I want to do and makes me independent of them. Be mindful of this, that this is the process that they want to go through. I'm out. Bud Light. See ya. Never was a fan anyway. Don't drink, so who really cares? Target, bye-bye. I have no need for you. Walmart, haven't shopped there in years and really haven't missed them. Don't really give a crap. Amazon, bye. Out of here. Again, you guys, if you guys don't create that parallel economy, they're going to keep consuming you like a wood chipper taking your legs off. If your guys are tired of the wood chipper chewing your legs off, then maybe, just maybe, make a change in your life and start voting with your money and create a parallel economy with your neighbors, with the local meat processor, or whatever it is you've got to do to make sure that you don't have to go to those big box chains and be a part of that crap anymore. There are better ways to feed yourself than going back to Walmart, going back to Target, going back to Lowe's. Be mindful, these family-owned companies actually need you because they live in your communities and they play ball with your kids. They go to the same churches. They go to the same outings. Why don't you support those local people? Well, it's more expensive. Well, what's more expensive, that product or your freedom? If you go get cheaper products, you're trading in your freedom. This is the world you're living in where these people are absolutely out there showing you what they're willing to do to take control of your life. And it looks like to me that Tyson used the old leverage of, hey, we supply your chicken. Better do what you're told. By the way, this whole this DEI thing, oh, this is going everywhere. It's everywhere. Oh, and if you have any questions about what you think I mean by this, go look up hrc.org. HRC.org. Now, that's not HillaryRodhamClinton.org. You know, that's that lady who, Ann Hillary, who wanted to run against Donald Trump and then got mad because they stole the vote. And don't you dare say that we stole the vote from you, Trump, because you stole it from us. And oh, by the way, HRC.org has the exact same logos as HRC.com. That's right. Hillary Rodham Clinton's website looks exactly like the HRC.org. The corporation's going around telling you guys how you should make sure that 1% of weirdos out there with sexual fantasies is allowed to demonstrate it openly in public. Yeah, the world you live in wants to make sure they're showing their ding-a-ling to you every chance they can. You enjoying it yet? I don't see you pushing back. I don't see you creating the parallel economy. And if you want to do more, get a hold of me. I'll see what I can do to help out. Anyway, moving on to that old debt ceiling thing we talked about in the intro. Remember the debt ceiling, that whole thing where they're like, oh, we're just fighting over $4 trillion. Who really cares? If you counted a dollar for every second, to get to a trillion takes you 33,000 years. You tell me it's okay to throw trillions around now? I remember when I said the word trillions when I was younger and people said, well, that's a word, that's a number that's really unattainable. It's really nothing there because a millionaire at that time was unheard of. And the fact that we had millionaires, it was crazy. Then we shot through billionaires and now our government is spending trillions. They said, well, we're going to only spend $4 trillion between now and the end of fiscal year 2024. So in the next year and a half, they're only going to spend $4 trillion. That's a lie. What this bill does is absolutely takes the spending cap off the top of the spending cap. There is no spending cap. until May of 2025. Pay attention to this, what's really going on. But we do know that there's a lot of House Republicans who went ahead and voted along. Here are the 149 Republicans who voted with Democrats in passing the uniparty bill. This is from the Gateway Pundit. It says, the House of Representatives on Wednesday evening passed the McCarthy-Biden debt ceiling bill, 314 to 117. Guys, McCarthy is a traitor. He has always been a traitor. He's keeping the IRS agents, the 80-some thousand IRS agents, they're still coming after you. They're still going to take you down. They're still going to use you up. Guys, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. They just told you to look away while we give you swats. Just don't look while we stab the needle in your arm. It won't hurt as much. Yeah, that's the world you're living in right now, where these people are absolutely doing this to you in front of your face. It looks like here that says 149. So these are some of the ones out there. Alabama, Georgia, Nevada, North Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Florida, Oregon, Michigan, Oklahoma, Florida, Indiana, Texas, California. I'm not going to read you all the names, but these are all the different states that represented. Oregon, Arizona, Kentucky, Utah, New York, Minnesota, Kansas. Oh, Estes, Ron Estes. He's a creep. That's the guy, you know, yeah, don't worry about him. He's a yes man. Mississippi, basically every single state in the union decided to go ahead and screw you over. That's right. The Republicans, they went right along with it, and they could have stopped it. They could have at least put the yield sign up, but they didn't do it. Now it goes to the Senate, and if you think the Senate's going to slow down, you're fooling yourself. This is the world you're living in, where $4 trillion is getting ready to be added to your bucket of money, which means that they're deflating the value of your dollar even faster because they want you to go to CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, so that that's a new safe harbor for you to go to, because the fiat currency, those denim dollars, is worth nothing because we keep pounding more into our system. Do you don't think the world's paying attention? The stock market was unchanged because that's the big casino that's ran by the big boys. Oh, yeah, the cool kids club who only takes advantage of you. Remember, when you're in the stock market, you're only winning on other losers. You're not taking anything from the companies. You're not taking anything from the New York Stock Exchange. You're taking things from other losers, just like in the casino. Casinos are not built on winners. Casinos are built on losers. When you win a jackpot, it's because that was other people's losses. Pay attention to the world around you. They're giving you all the signs. It's just whether you take action. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Remember, the 10% you do for your neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win, I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, because I know in the end we win, no matter whether it's now or on the other side over in the judgment seat of Christ. We will have our victories. Be mindful of the world around you, guys. Get it right. We don't have a lot of time. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
You can't handle the truth.